Welcome to Under the Hard Hat. My name is Brian Mesmer, at Mesmer Safety on Instagram, at Mesmer Safety on Twitter, and brian.mesmer at apigroupinc.us for my email. Joining me today is Christian Brandt, and we are doing a brief toolbox talk to discuss the API Group incident reporting line. Christian, how are you?
I'm good, man. Good to see you, Brian. I'm happy to be with you here on the last day of 2020. No place I'd rather be.
Yes. And in 13 and a half hours, 2020 will be over and we can all rejoice.
Talking safety in a year, on the eve of a year in which we're going to just kill it as safety professionals here at API. I'm looking forward to it.
That is correct. So today we're talking about the API Group incident reporting line. I'm going to throw some questions at you if you're okay with that.
Fire away.
All right. So what is the API Group incident reporting line?
Well, Brian, as the name would suggest, it's our 24/7 call center that our team members can call to report any incident or injury that occurs on the job site. What's cool about it is that it also doubles as a nurse triage line. So our team members can get advice from a healthcare professional in real time. And the only other thing I want to say about the line kind of right out of the gate here, Brian, is this is not for emergencies. If there's a serious injury or an emergency, call 911.
Smart. So when should I call the API Group incident reporting line?
Anytime there's an injury at the job site, no matter how minor you think it is, we appreciate and in fact require, I guess, that all incidents and injuries be reported to the incident reporting line. Just one point of clarification, I guess, Brian, this would not include, for example, an auto accident or what we might classify as like a general liability incident on a job site. Those should be reported to your supervisor, and then it would be up to them to contact the incident reporting line. But to the extent that a team member themselves is injured, they should be calling the incident reporting line ASAP. Call your supervisor, call the incident reporting line in that order as soon as possible.
And does this cost anything for me as an API Group employee?
Never, ever. The cost is handled by your company and or API Group.
So this is, when I'm calling in for an injury, what if they think I should go seek treatment, but I don't think I need treatment at this time? What should I do?
First of all, Brian, in your example there, I like the hypothetical you've laid out, because in that example, the person may be uncertain as to whether or not they need to see a doctor. And so they've taken the initial first step of calling the incident reporting line, which is great because now we have a record of it and we can make sure they get the best healthcare that they possibly can. So that's a really important first step, not just for, you know, the reporting purposes, but also because, like I said, it gives the team member the opportunity to talk to a healthcare professional who can maybe help them decide if they need to seek further treatment or not. You know, I know if I'm uncertain about a health condition, it's just helpful to talk to somebody who knows a lot more about it than I do. But to your question, you know, Brian, at the end of the day, it's their body. If they want to go see a doctor, they should 100% go see a doctor. And if they don't think they need to, that's their decision as well.
So if I get that referral, decide I don't want to go, but then it gets worse, I can go later?
100%. And in fact, that's the sort of thing that we totally support and expect, because how a health issue is going to develop or not develop is anybody's guess. And so that's something that we're totally supportive of. It's not like you make the first call of the incident reporting line and you lose your ability to seek treatment later. If you need treatment later, our team members should 100% be seeking it. As you know, Brian, I don't need to tell you.
No.
The health and safety of our people is our number one priority, period. And they're always going to be supported if they're going to get the medical attention that they need. But again, going back to your example, I like the fact that this hypothetical team member has called the incident reporting line so that we have a record of it and a reference number that they can use, which will, you know, help us make sure they get the best care they need. And also, Brian, like we were talking about offline a little bit, it helps them. It might even help expedite their access to healthcare because they'll be in the system and can maybe get sort of a pre-referral. Maybe you can speak to that a little bit more.
Sure. What's nice about Care On Site is they're our third-party vendor. If the nurse that you're speaking to feels like you need to seek treatment, they will actually transfer that phone call to either a PA or a doctor that works for Care On Site, speak with the employee, and if they all feel that, you know, the employee needs treatment, they will call the clinic that's closest to the job site or your house first and kind of get you in the system and hopefully have a peer-to-peer with a treating physician that you'd be seeing.
And just one last thing, just for, you mentioned Care On Site, and I probably was remiss not to, for the team members that don't know, that's a new partner this year, and they've been awesome. The feedback we've been getting is that the care that our team members are receiving is excellent, as is the follow-up they're receiving. Has that been your understanding as well, Brian?
Oh, yeah. And that's actually was my next point is with Care On Site, what we're getting out of them is, you know, if they do give you self-treat instructions, not only will they give you the self-treat instructions, but they're going to call you tomorrow and then maybe a week from now, and they're going to keep following up to make sure that you are getting the appropriate care, as much care as you need, or, you know, if things are changing, they want to know.
Yeah, well said. Good point.
So last question for you, Christian, are there any consequences if I decide not to call Care On Site or the API incident reporting line?
So now you're going to make me be the bad guy, aren't you, Brian?
Absolutely.
The short answer and the honest answer is yes. It is required that all workplace injuries and incidents are reported. Now what the consequences actually are, or probably quite honestly, the extent to which they're enforced varies by company. But from my perspective, and I know you'll agree with me on this, the short answer is yes. Workplace injury must be reported. And that, you know, I say that for two reasons. First and foremost, it helps us to ensure that our team members are getting the care that they need. Because like you said a minute ago, Brian, Care On Site's gonna follow up and make sure that you know, injuries are being treated the way that they should be. But also, and I know this is something you'll appreciate, it helps us to track the kinds of incidents that we're having and hopefully be able to prevent them into the future. And that's another super important, you know, benefit of the incident reporting line from my perspective. So short answer, yes, it's a requirement.
Very good. Well, that is this week's Toolbox Talk. Thank you, Christian, for joining me. There will be another podcast later this week or later. Not this week, but next week when we record. And it'll be more of a get to know Christian Brandt type of podcast. So thank you all.
I can hear the collective yawn from the group right now. Hey, Happy New Year, brother. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. We'll see you.
See ya.